It's Thursday, the 2nd of October, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 7 a.m. The Namibia Sustainable Finance Alliance was launched by the Bank of Namibia and key financial stakeholders to strengthen sustainability, climate resilience, and knowledge exchange within the financial system, says Naofiku Hamunime, the Acting Deputy Director of Corporate Communications and Sustainability at the regulator.
The alliance is a voluntary, multi-stakeholder platform through which regulators, financial institutions, industry associations, and government agencies will coordinate efforts to mainstream and champion sustainable finance. Its objectives include promoting sustainable finance across Namibia's financial system, facilitating knowledge sharing and capacity building, and supporting Namibia's climate adaptation and resilience goals. At the inaugural meeting, members formally endorsed the terms of reference, providing the alliance with its governance and operational framework.
The Volans 1X well in the Orange Basin produced the National Petroleum Corporation's third hydrocarbon discovery, uncovering 26 meters of rich gas condensate reservoirs. The find, made alongside partners Rhino Resources, Azul Energy and Cores Investments, followed earlier discoveries at Sagittarius 1X and Capricornus 1X, says Paolo Coelho, Manager of Marketing, Communications and Public Relations at NAMCO.
The well was spotted in July and drilled to a depth of over 4,400 meters, and the well found 26 meters of rich gas condensate reservoirs with excellent quality and no water contact. This marks the third consecutive discovery on PEL 85, reinforcing the basin's world-class potential. We'd like to say that this is an exciting milestone for both the nation and the company as Namibia edges closer to making history in its energy journey.
Prime Minister Eliang Kurare unveiled the National Youth Development Fund in Windhoek earlier this week, providing concessional loans to support youth entrepreneurship. Frans Koita, business consultant at DKL Africa Consultants CC, observed that most of the 42 pilot phase beneficiaries are engaged in agricultural projects supported by DBN, Agribank and the Environmental Investment Fund, which emphasize sustainable and general agriculture. He added this.
Software technology, stuff like that, that go through DBN, not being catered for enough, and that is majority of SMEs actually in those different industries. Additionally, other people that applied, the 11,000 something other people that applied, they should still just wait. They might also get a call. Their documents are not thrown away or anything. They're still going to be vetted. If they are successful, about within the next 2 weeks or so, I'm guessing they will also be contacted if successful.
Hundreds of people took to the streets across Madagascar on Wednesday, calling for President Andry Rajoelina to resign, marking the fifth consecutive day of protests, according to local television reports seen by Reuters. Inspired by youth-led Gen Z movements in Kenya and Nepal, these demonstrations are the largest the island nation has witnessed in years and represent the most significant challenge to Rajoelina since his 2023 re-election. To North America, where the U.S. government has shut down for the first time in almost 7 years after members of Congress failed to agree a last-ditch funding deal. Charlotte North reports for us from Washington.
Efforts in the Senate to keep the government funded fell short late on Tuesday, despite frenetic negotiations. House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke this morning after funding was cut off.
At midnight, the Democrats followed through on their threat to shut down the United States government. As we speak here this morning, there are hundreds of thousands of federal workers who are getting their furlough notices.
The way forward is unclear as both sides have blamed the other for the shutdown. The White House is telling agencies to prepare plans for mass firings.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.